Today's daf is Tainis Daf Chof Ches, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Zayin Omid Beis, the two dots, by Yoim Harishoin Bereshis V'Yehi Rokia. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalom of Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mechel, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Chaim Aaron Ben Feiga, Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliozeb Ben Brangel, Mordechai Yisrael Ben Esther, Chana Rivka Bas Freida, Menachem Mendel Ben Rochel Mendel, Gittel Bas Chaya, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Gedalia Eliezer Ben Roisa, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Rivka Bas Esther, Sarah Shainzel Bas Yittel, Elio Ben Silla, Henna Perel Bas Yecheved, Rifol Kahas Ben Fega, and Baruch Ben Rochel. So we're continuing to discuss the Mamados. And the Mishnah said that one of the features of the Mamados was that the Anshei Maimid would fast, they would convene in the Beis HaKnesses, there would be Kriyas HaTorah, and the Kriyas HaTorah was from the Maisei Bereshis, meaning it was the Psukim in the beginning of Sefer Bereshis. And then the Mishnah went on to discuss in detail exactly what that Kriyas HaTorah was. But Yom HaRishon, the Mishnah said, on the first day of the Mamados, they would read Bereshis, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day, V'yehi Rokia, and then they would read what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the second day. B'sheni, on the second day of the week, they would read Yehi Rokia, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the second day, V'yikavu HaMayim, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the third day. On the third day, they would read the third and the fourth, etc., 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 says the Gemara. Tana. Then the Mishnah went on and said that any big parsha that was read, meaning day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, any parsha that was a quote-unquote parsha gedolah, there would be two oilam l'tayra. Two people would get the aliyah. If it was a parsha ketana, only one person would get the aliyah. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that will now elaborate on this halach of the Mishnah. Tana, Bereshis Bishnayim. The parsha of Bereshis Bor Elokim, Es HaShamayim Ves HaAretz, that's a parsha gedolah, and as a result, two people were called up for the aliyah for that parsha, meaning one person and then another person. Yehi Rokia Bechad, whereas Yehi Rokia, what Hashem created on the second day, is a small parsha, and because it's a small parsha, only one person was oil of Torah. So, Bishlam Yehi Rokia Bechad, Bishlam Yehi Rokia, I understand one person was able to be oil of Torah, Tlasa Psuki Yav, it's three psukim, and everyone knows the halacha that an aliyah has to be a minimum of three psukim. Ela Bereshis Bishnayim. Bereshis, there were two people that were called up to the Torah. Hey, psukah havyon. It's five psukim. If you count the psukim of that first parasha, it's five. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Akoyra b'Torah yifches megibol psukim. That if you're calling up somebody for an aliyah, the Balkoyra has to read at least three psukim. Here's the problem. Five psukim, two people are being the Torah. Five divided by two is 2.5. You don't have three for each person. So how could there be two oilam l'toira for a parasha that's made up of five psukim? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel both pondered this, and they both had different solutions. Rav Amar, Rav said, doilig. What the Balkoire would do is, usually doilig means skip, but what it means really is to jump. So instead of starting where the first aliyah ended, what he would do is he would repeat the third pasuk. So Bereshis Bor Elokim Es HaShamayim Ves HaAretz, they would read pasuk Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. That was the first oila. And then the second person would be oila l'tayra, and they would read psukim Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. So pasuk Gimel was mentioned twice. As a result, each oila l'tayra ended up having his three psukim. Shmuel HaMashmuel said poisek. What they would do is they would take the third pasuk, they would chop it in half. So Enochanami, the first oila l'tayra would get 2.5 psukim, and the second oila tayra would also get 2.5 psukim. So the Gemara, Rav Dama Doilig, my time alayam apoysik. So Rav had a solution and Shmuel had a solution. And at first glance, they would both seem to be reasonable solutions. So here's the question. Why did Rav not hold like Shmuel? Why did Shmuel not hold like Rav? So the Gemara says, Rav didn't learn like Shmuel, because Kasava, Rav is of the opinion, kol psuka de le paske moisha anan le paskinan. We don't have the right to start slicing and dicing psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that gave us the psukim the way they are, and any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make a hefsek in, we're not allowed to. So as a result, you can't have a balkoire in a public forum, get up and start stopping in the middle of a pasuk. It's not something you're allowed to do. There's an isser. Kol psuka deloy paske moish anan loy paskin, and therefore Rav holds that's completely not an option. V'shmul amar poisek. Shmul said, you can. Freik the gemar, mi paskinan? What? Shmul doesn't hold of this halacha of kol psuka deloy paske moish anan loy paskin. And the gemar asks even better. From Rav Chanina Kara, Rav Chanina the Balkoyred, Rav Chanina who used to teach people how to read, said, sar gadol hoy li etz Rav Chanina Hagadol. I had a lot of pain in the presence of Rav Chanina Hagadol. So this is Rav Chanina Kara, who's in the presence of Rav Chanina Gadol. He did not allow me to ever cut a pasuk, with the exception of a Tinoike Shel Beis Rabbam, because the Tinoike Shel Beis Rabbam needs sometimes to be able to stop a pasuk in the middle because it's part of their learning process. But the point is that you see clearly that this is not okay. We even have a Maisa Rav with Rav Chanina Kara in the presence of Rav Chanina Gadol. He said, how could Shmuel say Pasuk? Rav didn't want to say Pasuk. Rav says, no, you can't cut the Pasuk in the middle of half. You can't call someone up for an Aliyah for 2.5 Pasukim because you can't just chop up Pasukim. So Luchura, you see that that's not okay. How could Shmuel hold it? That's fine. So the Gemara says, Gishmak, Shmuel, how some time am I? Rav Chanina Kara said that he used to like to try to chop up Pasukim, but Rav Chanina Gadol didn't let him. The only time he allowed him to do it was for Tinoike Shel Beis Rabbam. He says, oh, but you see, for Tinoike Shel Beis Rabbam, it was okay. What must be the reason? Mishum Lo Yafshar, because they need it. There is no other way. Nu, Hachanami Lo Yafshar. Here too, it's Lo Yafshar. So Rav says, Doileg, Rav doesn't want you to be Poisek. Kol Psuka, Deloy Paske Moisha, Anan Loy Paskinale. What does Shmuel hold? I know Kol Psuka, Deloy Paske Moisha, Anan Loy Paskinale. But I also know from a Maisa Rav that for children you could, what does that mean? When there is no better option, so you have no choice. You do what you gotta do. So two over here. What are we supposed to do? You have 5 psukim. You have 2 aliyahs. You can't have an aliyah that's less than 3 psukim. Therefore, it's gonna be okay. So the Gemara said, "Shmuel, I'm a poysek. My time aliyah, I'm a daylig. Why isn't Shmuel hold daylig?" And by the way, Shmuel is relying on a bidyeved when he says, "Go ahead and cut the pasuk." Because really, it's something that's not okay. But it's like Efsha. What do you mean? It is Efsha. Rav just gave you a good option. Why can't you be daily? Just repeat the third pasuk. So the Gemara says, Gzeir Mishama Nechnasim, V'Gzeir Mishama Yoytzim. We're worried about the people that come late to shul, and we're worried about the people that leave early from shul. Meaning, if somebody's going to walk in, and he's going to see that the second Oilo Lotayra, the Levi, is starting from pasuk Gimel, so he's going to think that the Koyin was only pasuk Aleph and Beis. And he's going to say, Oyvei, you see, you can call someone up for the Torah, and you can only read, and you can have 2 psukim. Or if somebody's going to leave early, so he's going to see the first oil of Torah is going to get pasuk aleph, beis, and gimel. He's going to leave, and he knows there's only 2 psukim left. So he's going to say, what's going on? The next oil of Torah. So we're worried about these chevra that come late and leave early. And as a result, that's why Shmuel said, I don't like the option of daylig. I prefer the option of poisek. And even though I know it's a bidyevet, but bidyevet, it's something you can be saimach on. Meisaveh. Regardless, we have a kash on everybody. Parsha shoshish psukim. You have a parsha that's made up of 6 psukim kareis b'shnayim. You have 2 people that are oil lotar. V'shal chamisha. And if you have a parish of 5 psukim, now it's not so simple. Shisha, 6 psukim, it's easy. 3 plus 3. What if you have 5? So the Braisa addressed this issue. Harishan Kaira Gimel. The first person that's Oilo Taira reads 3 psukim. Vasheni Kaira Shnaim. The second person that's Oilo Taira reads 2 psukim. Mi parish zu, from this parish. The Echad mi parish acheres. And then he reads 1 pasuk from the following parish. The Eshamim, some say Gimel, that not 1 pasuk from the following parasha, but 3 psukim from the following parasha. Because you can't start a new parasha unless you're going to read 3 psukim. Bottom line is, the Braisa addressed this issue that Rav and Shmuel were addressing, came up with a whole new solution. So you have 5 psukim. What should you do? Just read another pasuk in the Sefer Torah. Unless it's the last 5 psukim in the Torah, in parashas v'zoyis habracha. Unless the 5th pasuk ends, leinei, right? It's not a problem. There's an eitz over here. So why are we going ahead and... So the Gemara says, according to Rav, that there's an option to be doylig. He's not worried about the nechnasim and the yoytzim. So just be doylig. And according to Shmuel, that says, b'dievet, even though kopsukut le'paskim moish anan le'paskinan, it's always an option. Be poisik. So Gemara Shashani Hasam over there, it's different to Islay Ravcha. No, that Braisa was talking about, where there's no big deal if we start reading from the next parasha. So then, Enochinami, that's the best option. Don't be doylig. Don't be poisik. Just read into the next parasha. 1 pasuk into the next parasha. 3 psukim into the next parasha. But just start the next parasha. Get your 6th pasuk. It's not an issue. But sometimes we dafka don't want to read from the next parasha. For example, over here, it's the mamadis. Every day we're being very particular about what we're reading. We're reading what Hashem created on day 1, on day 2, day 2, day 3, day 3, day 4. We don't want to go into the next parasha. So what's your solution? Your solution is on day 1... you should read from Bereishis and then go into Yikavu Amayim and then go into the Hirokia. No, we don't want to do that. So therefore, we don't have the option to read into the next parasha. What are the options? It's either Doilig or Paisik. Machlik is Rama. Shmuel Rav says you should be Doilig. Shmuel says you should be Paisik. As it relates to Kopsuka Dele Paske Moisha Anan Le Paskinon Le. So that's not something that we are going to go into this morning. But at the same time, two related raid bites. Actually, Halacha Lemaisa with some interesting history. So a fascinating topic. Kopsuka Dele Paske Moisha Anan Le Paskinon. There would seem to be times that every single Jew violates this Halacha. And this is something that was discussed by the Gedolei Achreinim, specifically when we make Kiddush, both Kiddush Friday night and Kiddush Shabbos day. Ayin Shom and the related raid bites. So the Mishnah continued and said, Parsha Gedolei Kiryas Noisa B'Shnayim. And then it said, B'Shachris. So Shachris, the Anshei Maimed, when they would enter the Beis HaKnesses, they would read from a Sefer Torah. Then the Mishnah said, U'B'Musif, U'B'Mincha, Kiryas Alpiyim. By Musif and by Mincha, they would read Baal Peh. So Shachris, for sure, out of a Sefer Torah, then it gets a little bit unclear. B'Musif, U'B'Mincha, Kiryas Alpiyim. Now, for sure, Mincha Kairin Alpiyan, meaning not from a Sefer Torah, they would just read about Peh. Question is, what about Musaf? Where does that fall in? Right? Just by reading the Mishnah, it's not so clear. Parsha Gedolei Kairin Oseh B'Shnayim B'Shachris, Ube Musaf, Ube Mincha Kairin Alpiyan. So for sure, Shachris from a Sefer Torah, for sure, Mincha Baal Peh. Question is, where do you put the comma? Where does Musaf? Is Musaf connected to Shachris, or is it connected to Mincha? That's the Gemara Shaili. Iboy Luhu, Heichi Kamar. How are you supposed to read the Mishnah? Are you supposed to read it B'Shachris, Ube Musaf, Kairin Oseh B'Sefer? Shachris and Musaf, you read from a Sefer Torah, Ube Mincha Kairin Oseh Alpiyan. And by Mincha, you'd read about Peh, Kairin Oseh Shema, the way we read Shema. Oidum Hachik Tani, B'Shachris, Kairin Oseh B'Sefer. Shachris, you'd read from a Sefer Torah, Ube Musaf, Ube Mincha Kairin Oseh Alpiyan, Kairin Oseh Shema. In other words, what did they do by Musaf? Shachris from a Sefer Torah, Mincha for sure not a Sefer Torah. What about Musaf? So we don't usually do Kriyas HaTorah by Musaf. But here's the question. Was there Kriyas HaTorah by Musaf? Or did they just read the Parsha of the Maimid, but they would read it Baal Peh by Musaf? Toshma, so the Gemara says that even though from the Mishnah it's unclear, but at the same time we have a Braisa that's a little clearer, as it so often is, says the Gemara, the Tanya, B'Shachris u'B'Musaf. By Shachris and Musaf Nechnasan L'Beis HaKnesses, they would enter the Beis HaKnesses for Koirin, and they would read, K'derech Shekoirin Kol Hashana, the way you always read from a Sefer Torah, u'B'Mincha, and by Mincha, Yachid Koir Oysal Peh. Yachid would get up, and he would recite these parashiyas, Baal Peh. Baal Peh means, not from a Sefer Torah. Now, today Baal Peh would mean, just read it from a Chumash. But back in the day, they didn't even have Chumashim. So Baal Peh literally meant Baal Peh. Amar Rav Yossi Sevechi Yachid, Yachid Likrus Divrei Torah, Baal Peh B'Tzibur. Can a Yachid read from Divrei Torah, Baal Peh B'Tzibur, Elo Kulam Nechnasin, V'Koyer Noisoi, Baal Peh? Rather, what would happen is, everybody would enter, and they would all read Baal Peh. Not one person is reading for everybody Baal Peh, but everybody would read Baal Peh, Kekurin Eseh Shema, the same way you read Shema. So again, the question was, what did they do by Musaf? Shachris from the Sefer Torah, Mincha was Baal Peh. What about Musaf? So the Gemara says in the Mishnah, it's not clear, but in the Brayis it's very clear. B'Shachris ube Musaf nechnasim lebeis haknesses, v'koyrin kiderach shekoyrin kol hashana. That even by Musaf, they would read from the Sefer Torah. Now, the Gemara brought a Brayisa, and once the Gemara brought a Brayisa, what emerged was that there was a machloikis tanoim, what they actually did by Mincha. The Tanakama said, Chachamim said, that by Mincha, Yochid would be Kairaisa Baal Peh. One person would go, and he would read it for everybody, Baal Peh. Rabbi Yossi said, V'chi Yochid, Yochid, Likris, Ibn Torah, Baal Peh, but Zibur. A Yochid could read Baal Peh, but Zibur. That's not what happened. Rather, everybody would enter the Beis HaKnesses, and instead of a Yochid being Moitzi, everybody Baal Peh, everybody would read themselves by Peh, Baal Peh. So, Rabbi Yossi says, I have a problem with one person being moitzi, everybody Baal Peh. I don't have a problem with everybody reading Baal Peh. Chachamim say, one person was moitzi, everybody. Rabbi Yossi says, no, a yachid can be moitzi, everybody Baal Peh. Chas v'shalom. What happened was, everybody read Baal Peh. So, what's Pashup Shana Rabbi Yossi? What does this mean? A yachid can't get up and read from Parshias in the Torah, Baal Peh? But if every person does it themselves, then it is okay. So the teretz is we know the halacha. The halacha is dvarim shebal peh iyata rishoy lakoisvan. What we sometimes forget is that there's a second part to that halacha, and that is dvarim shebiksav iyata rishoy laoimram bal peh. So when the Torah was given on Har Sinai, it was given really in two halakim. There was Torah shebiksav, and when there was Torah shebal peh. and it was given with a prohibition. The prohibition stated, Dvarim Shebiksav, the Torah Shebiksav, would have to remain Biksav. And the Torah Shebal Peh would have to remain Bal Peh. You can't write the Torah Shebal Peh, it has to remain the Torah Shebal Peh. You also can't recite Psukim in the Torah Shebiksav Bal Peh. It has to be Torah Shebiksav, which means you write it, but it also means that when you read it mitoicha ksav. Now, the halacha of Dvarim Shebiksav, was at some point violated. It was done by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. It was an Eis Lasis Lashem Eferi Teres Secha. He did it because he was afraid that if we wouldn't write the Teresh Ba'al Peh, at some point the Torah would be forgotten. Once upon a time, there were bearers of the Messiah, Shimon HaTzadik, Antignus Ish Soichai, and there were Gedolei Olam that made sure that the Teresh Ba'al Peh wouldn't be forgotten. But he saw the Yidden were going to end up in a bitter Golus, and there would be persecutions, and expulsions, and inquisitions, and he felt that there was no way the Teresh Ba'al Peh would be able to survive. So he said that we have no choice, Eis Lasis Lashem Eferi. That's as it relates to Dvarim Shebal Peh Yitar Rishoy LaKoytzim. But the other halacha remains in force, and that is Dvarim Shebiksav Yata Rishoy LaOymer Malpeh. Stating that there are very often times that we, on a daily basis, will say Dvarim Shebiksav Bal Peh. And the truth is, the whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, it's a very short siman, but there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch that's dedicated to this halacha. It's in Or HaChaim, it's siman mem tes. Or HaChaim siman mem tes, this halacha is discussed. If you look there, the Vilna Gaon in Be'er Agra says that this halacha of Dvarim, Shebiksav, Iyato Rishoy, La'omram, Bal Peh, is only true if a yachid is being moitzi a tzibur. But if a yachid is not being moitzi a tzibur, there's no problem. Says the Vilna Gaon, what's the makar to say such a chiddush? So he says it's a toisvis. It's a toisvis in Masechtas Tmura, daf yudal amud beis. But if you look in toisvis and Tmura, daf yudal amud beis, Tais himself doesn't say a makar. So the question is, where did the Bali toisvis know that? So Gevaldik, the Bali toisvis, 700, 800 years ago, they knew this. But the question, how did they know it? Where did the Bali toisvis get it from? Says the Gaon, the sugya mifureshasi betainas daf chavches amud alef. Which sugya means our sugya. That's Pshana Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that by Mincha, they would read it Bal Peh. The Chachamim said one person would go and he'd be mighty it for them. Says Rabbi Yossi, V'chi yachid yachal likreis divrei Torah al peh betzibur. You can't do that. Ella, what rather was done, kulam nichnas, and v'kayr nois al peh, v'kayr nois al peh, everybody would read it. What's Rabbi Yossi saying? Rabbi Yossi is saying, Dvarim Shebiksav Yata Rishoy Lomer Mal Peh. But that's only an issue if one person's going to be Moitzi the Oilam. V'chi Yachid Yachid Likris Divrei Torah Al Peh Betzibur. That's the issue. But Kulan Kairin, if everybody's going to read it, that's really not a problem, says the Gaon. It's a Mefurish Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is Nimuka Imai. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And as a result, the halacha is that the only time Dvarim Shebiksav Yata Rishoy Lomer Mal Peh, which is why people are not as nizer in this, is simply because there is a Vilna Gaon, and other Achrayim say this as well, that it could be the only time it's a problem is if you're being Moitzi a tzibur. What's the makar? Furish gemar that we just learned. Tainus daf chavches. Ma hefresh. Kol yom sheyesh by halal, ein by maimed. Then the Mishnah said that any day that has halal, there's going to be no maimed. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said that any day that had a carbon etzim, we'll see what the carbon etzim is in a moment, so then there was no ne'ila. Now it sounds like that there was only no ne'ila, but at the same time, mincha, there would have been. So again, day that there's a carbon etzim, there's no maimed by ne'ila. Ne'ilah? I thought Ne'ilah is on Yom Kippur. No, we know already. Rashi said every single time has had Ne'ilah. So they're fasting, they're Anshei Maimed, but today is a day of carbonates. There's a special carbonates being born in the Beis HaMikdash today. Oh, because of that, that's a reason to say that there's going to be no Mamadois by Ne'ilah. Interesting. So that extra Tfilas Ne'ilah, that's where we knock out the Mamadois. But as it relates to Mincha, for example, that we have. So the Gemara says, Ma Hefesh Bein Zeh L'Zeh. What's the difference between Mincha and Ne'ilah? Why are we knocking out Ne'ilah, but we're not knocking out Mincha? And the Gemara says an interesting teretz. Halolu Divrei Torah, V'halolu Divrei Soifim. It's G'day to see Rashi inside. Four lines from the top. Halolu Divrei Torah Mincha. Mincha zedei reisa, kudamina bebrachis, Yitzchak avinu tikein tfilas mincha, shenema vayetze Yitzchak lesuach basada, lifnois orev, udene ila midivrei soichfren. So, says Rashi, mincha zedei reisa, and because mincha zedei reisa, carbon etzim can't knock out the tfilah zedei reisa, as opposed to ne'ila, which is only a tefillah d'rabbanon. So therefore, we're mekel and we allow the carbon eitzim to knock out the mamadas of tefillahs ne'ila. But this gemara would seem to be a mefurish gemara that tefillahs mincha is a deraisa. And the truth is that We mentioned on Daf Beis and Masechtas Tainis and at other times as well as a major machlik is Rambam and Ramban, whether tefillah is a deiraisa or whether tefillah is a derabbanan. Rambam Shita is that there's a mitzvah essay deiraisa to daven every single day. Now, when to daven and the amount of tefillahs and the nusach tefillah, that's not deiraisa. But the Rambam Shita is that tefillah in and of itself is a deiraisa. The Ramban argues, the Ramban holds that tefillah is a derabbanan. The Ramban in his Sefer HaMitzvos, where he comments on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, he vehemently disagrees with the Rambam. He says all the Gemaras that would seem to suggest and imply that tefillah is a deraisa, they're not all real drushes, they're only asmachtas. And the Ramban argues, but this, there are many Gemaras that are mashma tefillah is deraisa, there are many Gemaras that are mashma tefillah is derabanan. This Gemara is for sure mashma that tefillah is deraisa, it's even mashma that tefillah is a mincha is a deraisa. Halolu divrei Torah, halolu divrei Sefer. So, the Gemara writes, Man atzei kaihanim veha'am vechulu. So, what exactly was the carbon etzim? So, the Mishnah mentioned it, now the Gemara is going to go into it a little bit more, but let's just we'll jump right in. What was this whole inyan of the carbon etzim? Amru, it is said, when the Bnei Agoyla, meaning after Golas Bavel, when the Yidden went returned to Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't find wood. So they build a Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to need wood, obviously, and they don't have wood. If there's no wood, you can't bring carbonus on the Mizbeach. How are you going to burn all day murim? They need fire. So there were some families that got up, and they made a donation that would give them a legacy that literally 2,000 years later, we're still talking about what they did. And there was still Nevi'im alive at that time. Right? That was the end of the Tkufas HaNevi'im. The last Nevi'im were Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Haggai was the Navi that talked about Bayis Sheni, Zechariah, and Malachi, Chazal say, was Ezra. But either way, so Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, these are the Nevi'im that are still alive at that time, the last dur of prophets, and they got up and they said, Shafilu lishkam le'yetzim, even if there's going to be a time where there's going to be so much wealth in the Beis HaMikdash that they're going to have chambers that are filled with wood, they'll have reserves. Yiyu elu misnadvim shalahem. These families should have the schus to be able to donate wood. Shenemar, and the Makarta, this is a pasuk. The pasuk is in Nechemya Perik Yud. Nechemya is the Sefer in Tanakh that talks a lot about the beginning of Bayis Sheni, and it says v'hagoyrolois hipalnu al kurban ha'etzim hakoyhanim halavim va'am lahavi lebeis alikenu lebeis abiseinu leitem ezumanim shana b'shana levayral mizbach Hashem alikenu kakasa b'teir. Very clear in the pasuk. So they were goyrolois that somehow were part of this, but the bottom line is it was determined that certain families would come and they would donate leitin mizumanim during certain times, shana b'shana, every single year, even if they wouldn't need it anymore, but every single year, says the Gemara. So these were the atzei ha'koyhanim v'ha'am. This is what it all means. The point is, there was a time where there was no wood. Certain families got up. They donated wood on certain days. And therefore, we said that day, they would always have the schus to be able to donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Not just that. Those days became a yontif for those families. So those families, they had extra yomim toivim. So depending if you were part of this family or not, that would determine whether it was a yontif for you. Now, what does that have to do with what we're learning right now? The reason it has to do with what we're learning is because this man, this carbon etzim impacted the mamadas. Because any day that there was a carbon etzim, so was machloikis in the Mishnah, but on some level, the laws of the mamadas were compromised. There's an interesting machloikis rishonim, and that is, when we say that the carbon etzim impacted the mamadas, does that mean only if I'm a member of a family that on Rosh Chodesh Teves or whatever date it is, I'm donating wood, and now it's a maimid, and I'm also a member of the Anshei Maimid, I'm one of the Ksherim, the Yirei Chet. Right, if you're such a person that you could check off both boxes, number one, you're a member of the Anshei Maimid, number two, you're also, and it's your Mishmar, by the way, because they were divided into Mishmaras, so you're a member of the Anshei Maimid, and it's your Yontif, so then this halacha is going to be in effect. Some Rishayim say no. Some Rishayim say that the Zman Atzakehan of Aam was so important that really these were days on every Yid's calendar. So even if you weren't a member of the family, even if for you it's not Hanukkah today, it's Hanukkah for your neighbor, but on some level it's a different day, and therefore would impact your maimed as well. Regardless, Zakti Gemara, the Mishnah said that one of the dates The most famous of all these days was Chamisha Asar Ba'av. And the Mishnah said, Chamisha Asar Ba'av, B'nei Zatu Ben Yehuda. Zatu Ben Yehuda, that was the family that had donated wood. And then it says, V'imahem Kehanim Levim, there were Kehanim Levim that were part of that group. Additionally, V'chom Misha Ta B'Shiftai, any person that was Ta B'Shiftai, any person that made a mistake, he didn't know what Shevet he was from. Meaning, he knows that his family, once upon a time, made up to donate wood. He just doesn't know which one. So if you don't know by default, we put you in Chamisha Asar Ba'av. Additionally, the sons of the Goinve Eli and the Koitse Kitzias. So the Gemara says, who are these Goinve Eli, Koitse Kitzias? What does this even all mean? Tanu Rabbanu, Meho, you b'nei Goinve Eli, b'nei Koitse Kitzias. We have a long braisa that's going to tell a nice story. Amru Pamachas Gozra, Malchus Zera, once upon a time, the Malchus made a Gzera on the Yidin. Shlo Yaviu, Eitzim Lamarach, they can now let her donate wood to the Marach. Vishlo Yaviu, Bikurim Lirushalayim. Additionally, you shouldn't be able to donate Bikurim to Yerushalayim. So there were two Gzeras. Number one, no wood to the base of Mikdash. Number two, no Bikurim. Vishivu Prusdois Aladrachim. And they set up like checkpoints. They had people whose job it was to make sure that nobody was going to violate this. Kederech shahoshiv Yeravim ben Avot shalayalu Yisrael regal. In the same way that Yeravim ben Avot, this is called Shem Risham Yirkov, like the Bryce is going to say, that we're not talking about Yeravim ben Avot, but we mention Yeravim ben Avot. He goes down as a marshal of people that were chayti umachti seravim, that literally we're not going to allow you to do this, just like Yeravim ben Avot didn't want the Yidden to be on the regal, because he didn't want them to see that Rechavim was sitting and he was standing in Yeshiva Bazar, Malchus Beis David Bovad. But the point is, just like Yeravim ben Avot did this, so too they did the same thing. Maya, so what did they do? Ksheim Shabbat Yisadav Yerachet, meaning the Chashava people, they had to make sure there was going to be wood. They wanted to bring Bikurim. Hiviu Sali Bikurim. They brought baskets of Bikurim, Vechipam Bikhtiyas, and they took dried figs. That was a very common staple of the average man's diet once upon a time. So they take these dried figs and they put it on top of the basket. The nutlam. And they're carrying the baskets. The Eli al Kisfein. And they took an Eli, that's something that's used to crush these figs, and they put it on their shoulder. The Kimin Shege Eitzel Prozois, when they came to this checkpoint, Amr Lahem, they said, Lahechanatam Holchim. Sir, where are you going? Amr Lahem Lasse Shnei Gulei Dveil. What do you mean? Take a look. I have a basket full of figs. I have this pestle on my shoulder. We're going to crush figs. I mean, it's pretty clear. The Machtesha Shalifanenu, Ube Eli Shal Kasfeinu. Kimin Shavru Mehem, they were able to clear. It's from Basalim. They suddenly made these baskets all beautiful. Vevim liRishalayim, and they brought them to Yerushalayim. Tana, Chazal say there was a brisa that said, "Hein hein b'nei Salmoi hanetufasi." Rashi says, it sounds like from the Gemara, these were the b'nei Salmoi hanetufasi. They really weren't the b'nei Salmoi hanetufasi, but rather the b'nei Salmoi hanetufasi did the same thing. So just like these chevra had done this move, this is the way they were able to sneak through customs. So they did the same exact thing. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, now we mentioned the b'nei Salmoi hanetufasi. Mehin b'nei Salmoi hanetufasi. Amr pamachas gazra hamalch gzer al yisrael. Once upon a time there was a gzer shlo yaviu eitzel lemarach. They now they bring wood for the marach. Veshivu prusdayis al drachim. And again they set up these checkpoints. Kederech shahoyshev yiravim benavat al drachim. In the same way Yerav ben Avad did it. Shalai Yali Yisrael Regal. Some Sveitim. So Yerechet Shalai Zedar. So what did Yerechet do? Heviyu Gzirehem. They brought big logs of wood. V'asu Sulamos. And they made ladders out of it. V'nichu Al Kasvim. Again, they went undercover. And they put it on their shoulders. V'hochu Lehem. And they're traveling. Kimich Gei Etzlan. So when they come now to these people, these agents, Amr Lehem Lechem Atam Holchen. Sir, where are you going? Amr Lehem. Levi Gozalos Mishayvich Shalifanenu. Ubisulamish Al Kasvenu. I mean, you see, we have ladders. We're in the Yoine Shayvach business. We're going to find chicken coops and we're going to take out these doves, and that's what we're looking for. Kimish Avram Mehem, as soon as they pass Pirkum, they dismantle these sulamis, these ladders, Vehivium, the Helam Yerushalayim, they brought to Yerushalayim, Valeim, Valkayot Bemuat Moimer, and it's regarding these people, the B'nei Goinve Eli, U'B'nei Goinve Kitzias, and now we know why they were called that. The B'nei Goinve Eli, these were people that were able to be Goin of Das. Using an Eli, using this pestle, using these crushers. Upene koitze kitzios. Additionally, they use the koitze kitzios. They use these dried figs. It's this oilon that we say, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, Val Yeravim Ben Avot V'chaveirav. And it's regarding, again, we mentioned Yeravim Ben Avot. Imagine these people that were Prusdayis Aladrachim, they go down as the Chaveirim of Yeravim Ben Avot. Right, we spoke not long ago about Rabbi Akiva V'chaveirav. This is Yeravim Ben Avot V'chaveirav. Nema V'shem Rishon Yerkov. So going back to the Mishnah. Mishnah then went on and listed 9 dates on the calendar, the 9 days that there were Karbonos Eitzim. One of the days were Be'esrim Boy, on the 20th day of Av, was B'nei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda. So the question is, who is this family? Tana, we have a Braisa. B'nei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda, Hein Hein B'nei David Ben Yehuda. Divi Remeir. Remeir says, Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda is the family of David HaMelech. So if someone was an enikel of David HaMelech, he was included in this Chabura. Now, why would David HaMelech be called B'nei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda? So Pachas, like a bar pachsi, that's a loshin of chashivas, an officer is a Pachas. Moyav is because David HaMelech came from Rus HaMoyaviyah. So B'nei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda is referring to the family of David HaMelech. Rabbi Yosef said, no. Hein Hein B'nei Yoyav Ben Tseruya. It's not the family of David HaMelech, but rather it's the family of Yoyav Ben Tseruya. It's Ben Tseruya, who, by the way, also came from Rus HaMoyaviyah. Yoyav Ben Tseruya was family with David HaMelech, so it would make sense for him too to be called B'nei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda. So machloikis between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yosef. According to Rav Meir, B'nei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda is the family of David HaMelech. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's Yoyav Ben Tseruya. Now, just one interesting thing that's about to play out in the Gemara is David HaMelech's family was mentioned already earlier in the Mishnah as one of the dates. The Mishnah said, Zman Atzei Kayhanev Ha'am, Tisha. Be'echot Ben Nisan, Ben Erech Ben Yehuda. Be'esrim B'tamuz, B'nei David Ben Yehuda. So Esrim B'tamuz is David Ben Yehuda. According to Rabbi Meir, Esrim Ba'av is B'nei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda, which is the same, was the same family. So it means David HaMelech was mentioned twice. Hold that thought. Be'esrim Ba'elo, the Mishnah said Be'esrim Ba'elo, B'nei Adin Ben Yehuda. Tanu Rabbana, B'nei Adin Ben Yehuda, Hein Hein B'nei David Ben Yehuda, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Adin Ben Yehuda is the same family as David Ben Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi says Hein Hein B'nei Yoyav Ben Tseruya. That's really the family of Yoyav Ben Tseruya. So in the previous Braisa, Rabbi Meir said B'nei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda is David Ben Yehuda. In the second Braisa, it's Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Meir. The names matter. B'nei Adin Ben Yehuda is B'nei David Ben Yehuda. But just notice, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that David Ben Yehuda is mentioned twice in the Mishnah. David Ben Yehuda is mentioned clearly. That's the family of David HaMelech. According to Rabbi Meir, he's mentioned the second time because B'nei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda is B'nei David Ben Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's also mentioned the second time because B'nei Adin Ben Yehuda is B'nei David Ben Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yossi argued with Rabbi Meir in the first Braisa. He argued with Rabbi Yehuda in the second Braisa. Rabbi Meir in the first Braisa said, B'nei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda is B'nei David Ben Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yossi say? No, it's Yoyav Ben Tseruya. In the second Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda said that B'nei Adi Ben Yehuda is B'nei David Ben Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yossi say? No, it's Yoyav Ben Tseruya. But notice, Rabbi Yossi also has a double. Who's that? Not David, but rather it's Yoyav Ben Tseruya. So according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yossi, there's a family that's repeated twice. According to Rabbi Meir, who's the family? David. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who's the family? David. According to Rabbi Yossi, who's the family? Yoyav Ben Tseruya. What's the double? According to Rabbi Meir, it says David, and it says Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda. They're both David. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it says David, and it says Adin Ben Yehuda. They're both David. According to Rabbi Yossi, Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda and Adin Ben Yehuda are both Yoyav Ben Tseruya. But they all have doubles. Okay, here's the punchline. Sokta Gemara, Be'echad B'teves, and Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shavu V'nei Farish Nia. B'nei Farish came a second time. Meaning, B'chamisha Ba'av, it was B'nei Farish Ben Yehuda. And then the Mishnah said, B'Rosh Chodesh Teves, it was B'nei Farish a second time. So B'nei Farish Ben Yehuda came twice, as I stated in the Mishnah. You know what it sounds like from the Mishnah? Only Farish Ben Yehuda came twice. But it sounds like none of the other families came twice. Zokta Gemara Gevaldi, Mani Masnissen. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Loi Rab Meir, for Loi Rab Yehuda, for Loi Rab Yossi. Why, I Rab Meir, if it's Rab Meir, only Farish Ben Yehuda was twice. Listen, Shavu B'nei Yehuda Ben Yehuda, B'nei David Ben Yehuda Shnia. B'nei David Ben Yehuda was also twice, like we just said. Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda is also David Ben Yehuda. I Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, listen, Shavu B'nei David Ben Yehuda Shnia. According to Rabbi Yehuda, David is also mentioned twice. The second mention is not Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda, it's Adin Ben Yehuda, but he's mentioned twice. And I Rabbi Yossi, listen, Shavu B'nei Yoyav Ben Tseruya Shnia. Yoyav Ben Tseruya is twice, because Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda and Adin Ben Yehuda are both Yoyav. And from the Mishnah, it's Mashma that what? That only Parosh Ben Yehuda is twice. If that's the case, Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Rabbi Yossi. Who is it? These are the three Tanoim that we know opined on this whole topic. So who then is the Tana of the Mishnah? The Gemara says, Leilam Rabbi Yoisi. Really, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yoisi. Aye, what do you mean? Then you have two Yoyah ben Tzeruyas. Why does it only say Farish ben Yehuda twice? The Chari, you have Yoyah ben Tzeruyah twice as well. The Trei Tanoim, leave it to Rabbi Yoisi. The two prices that mention Rabbi Yoisi Shita regarding Yoyah ben Tzeruyah. One price said that Rabbi Yoisi holds that Pachas Moya ben Yehuda is Yoyah ben Tzeruyah. The second price said that Rabbi Yoisi holds Adin ben Yehuda is Yoyah ben Tzeruyah. It's true, both prices are Rabbi Yossi, but there were different Talmidim alibi to Rabbi Yossi. One Talmud had Rabbi Yossi saying it one way, the other Talmud had Rabbi Yossi saying it another way. One of these Talmidim is a Talmud Taya. One of them, maybe he made a mistake, but the point is that really the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, Yoyev Ben Tzeruyah is only one. Which one? That's a machloit between two Talmidim of Rabbi Yossi. But it's only Farish Ben Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yossi, that did it a second time. And Achanami, according to Rabbi Meir, there were two families that did it twice. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there were also two families that did it twice. It's only according to Rabbi Yossi that it's only one family that did it twice. The Mishnah said, "Be'echad b'teves lo'yhoya b'yimayinet." So we saw in the Mishnah that there were certain things that would knock out the matziv of the mamadis. Not the entire maimed, but the tefillahs and the kriyas haTorah and the nesiyas kapayim of the mamadis. Certain things knocked out shachris, and then there was a discussion about mincha and Mosif, and Ne'ilah. But the Mishnah came out that Be'echad B'teves, Lo'yhoya B'maimed. Be'echad B'teves, Rosh Chodesh Teves, there was no Maimed. What's unique about Rosh Chodesh Teves? What's unique about Rosh Chodesh Teves is, Rosh Chodesh Teves has a carbon Mosif, because it's Rosh Chodesh. You say Hallel, because you'll say it's Rosh Chodesh. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. But for sure you say Hallel, because it's Chanukah. So you say Hallel, let's say now because of Chanukah, there's a carbon musaf because it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's also one of the zmanim of the carbon etzim. So because you have all these different factors based on the cheshbon of the Mishnah, you knock out the mamadis completely. Amalei Markus Shisha, breder of Chizda the Rav Ashi. So Markus Shisha, who was Rav Chizda's son, sounds like he was his older son, but Tosfos says in a place he was actually the younger son. Markus Shisha was born when Rav Chizda was older, and as a result, he was referred to as Markus Shisha. So only Markus Shisha, brother Rav Chizda, Rav Ashi, Markus Shisha, the son of Rav Chizda, told Rav Ashi, "Maishna halol de dochi di day." Why is it that halol is dochi di day, meaning a day that is halol, so you're not going to have a maimid by shachris? U'maishna musif to loy dochi di day. And why is it that musif is not dochi di day? If there's a carbon musif, there was still a maimid by musif. Now, why did Markus Shisha Breder of Chizda assume that that's the case? So Rashi says, diktoni, because if you look in the Mishnah, it says, yoin sheyesh by musif, ein by b'mincha. It says you're not going to have a maimed by mincha. So it sounds like by mincha you're not going to have one. But by musaf you have. You will. So his question was that why would the carbon musaf not knock out the maimed by musaf? Halal knocks out shachris. It's the same time. You say halal by shachris and knocks out the maimed of shachris. Carbon musaf is the same time as the musaf. So you would think it should knock out the maimed of musaf. And if it knocks out the maimed of mincha, which is later in the day, for sure it should knock out the maimed of musaf. This was the question. Amali Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi told him, false premise. Hashtag the lavdi day dochi, the day lekoshkin. Of course it knocks out. It's not true. Either Mishnah says it knocks out the maimed of mincha, because Mishnah didn't have to say it knocks out the maimed of musaf, because you're kasha, Markus Shisha. You're asking Gvaldik a kasha. Why shouldn't it knock out the maimed of musaf? It does knock out the maimed of musaf. Why are you assuming it doesn't knock out the maimed of musaf, because it doesn't say it in the Mishnah? It doesn't say it in the Mishnah, because it's so posh. It knocks out the maimed of mincha. Of course it should knock out the maimed of, that's what he told me. He said, of course it knocks out the maimed of musaf. Amalei, so he said, hachi kamina. Now, this is my question. My question is, loy litchi eladide. I know it knocks out the maimed of musaf. My question is, it should only knock out the maimed of musaf. Meaning, why does it knock out the maimed of mincha? L'chura, what is the carbon musaf have to do with the maimed of mincha? I understand it has to do with the maimed of musaf. They're bringing the carbon musaf now. Maybe they're busy. So we're knocking out the carbon musaf or the maimed of musaf. But why would you say it knocks out the maimed of mincha? Amalei. So Rav Ashi told him back, Markus Shisha, very good. You're mechaven, right? Ikur Rabbi Yosi, the Koy Kavosek. Rabbi Yosi holds like you. Which Rabbi Yosi? The Tanya we learned to the Brides. Rabbi Yosi says, Kol Yemshi Yesh by Musaf, Yesh by Maimed. Any day that has Musaf has a Maimed. That's what Rabbi Yosi said. So if there's Musaf, there's a Maimed. So the Gemara says, Maimed the Maimed. What did he mean? Ilim Maimed the Shachris. Does he mean Maimed the Shachris? Meaning, a day that there's a carbon Musaf, there's still going to be a Maimed of Shachris. Tanakama Nami Achikamer. Tanakama holds that way as well. Meaning, you don't find anyone that holds that the carbon musaf would knock out the maimed of shachris. You don't need Rabbi Yossi to say that. It sounds like this is Rabbi Yossi's chiddush. Rabbi Yossi is saying any day that there's a carbon musaf, you can have the maimed of shachris. Who holds not that way? Ela maimed the musaf. Maybe what he meant to say was that any day that there's a carbon musaf, there's going to be a maimed of musaf. The musaf, the day Today, nami loydachi. No, it's poshut that it's daicha. There's no way Rabbi Yosef would hold that it is. Meaning, does he mean that when there's musaf, there's a maimon of shachris? Everybody holds that. Does he mean that when there's musaf, there's a maimon of musaf? Nobody holds that. Ella the mincha. Maybe he means mincha. The problem is, carbon etzim dachi. The carbon etzim should be daicha. Okay, who said anything about carbon etzim? So, the way the Mepharshim explain is that Rabbi Yosi said, Kol yoim sheyesh by musaf, yesh by maimed. Kol yoim means every single day. Hakol rabbis. Every single day that there's a musaf. So for example, every single Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh has musaf. Every Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't matter if it's Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and Tammuz. It doesn't matter if it's Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. Every single Rosh Chodesh is going to have a maimed. The problem is, some Rosh Chodeshes were also days of the Karban Etzim. And any day that there's the Karban Etzim, there's no Maimed by Mincha. So you can't say that what he means is that every single Rosh Chodesh is going to have a Maimed by Mincha, because some of the Rosh Chodeshes are Zman Atzik Kehan and Va'am, and those are not going to have the Maimed by Mincha. El Olav de Ne'ilah. Must be what he meant was Ne'ilah. And you know what Rabbi Yosi is saying? Shema Mino, the day Dachi, the Lav, the day Dachi, Shema Mino. That even though Musaf, Korban Musaf has the ability to knock out Mamadis, but it can knock out its own Maimon. It doesn't have the ability to knock out anything else. So it would knock out Musaf, it wouldn't knock out Ne'ilah. Now the Chachamim hold that the Korban Musaf would knock out Ne'ilah. This is the Machloikis Rabbi Yosi in the Chachamim. Whether the Korban Musaf knocked out the Maimon of Ne'ilah or it didn't knock out the Maimon of Ne'ilah. What's the Machloikis? Rav Ashi told Mar Kishisha, Breder of Chizda, Rav Yosi al Kaponim holds of Yohari. He holds, I understand that the Korban Musaf should knock out the Maimon of Tfilas Musaf, but why shouldn't it knock out anything beyond that? So, the Gemara. Going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that be'echad b'teves lehoye b'maimed. On Rosh Chodesh Teves, there was no maimed. Why not? We said because Rosh Chodesh Teves, you have, number one, halal. Why do you have halal? Because it's Chanukah. You have a carbon musaf because it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's also one of the days that they brought the carbon etzim, and as a result, if you do the math, it ends up knocking everything out. Says the Gemara, l'chur, there should have been another day where everything was knocked out. V'lisi nami be'echad b'nisan, lo yihoye b'maimed. Why don't we say Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the same thing? M'b'nei she'esh b'yhalo. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh, as a result is halo. The carbon musaf, there was a carbon musaf, because it's Rosh Chodesh, the carbon etzim, and Echad b'Nisan is mentioned as one of the days that had a carbon etzim. Why is it Echad b'Teves? Why not also Echad b'Nisan? What's the difference between Echad b'Teves and Echad b'Nisan? It's geschmack to get this question, because the teretz is a major teretz. But the Gemara says that, what's the difference between Echad b'Teves and Echad b'Nisan? The Mishnah is making a big deal about Echad b'Teves. Echad b'Teves, no mamodis. Really? Right? Trivia question. What day was there no mamadis at all? The answer is Echad b'Teves. Why Echad b'Teves? Because all three boxes, the three mitigating factors to the maimid, you knock out. Halal knocks out Shachris. This halal, because it's Chanukah. It's Rosh Chodesh Teves. It's always Chanukah. If there's a carbon musaf, oh, it's Rosh Chodesh. It's a carbon musaf. And what about Ne'ilah? Oh, Zman Atzik Hanavam. It's one of the 9 days mentioned. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the same exact thing. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you say halal because it's Rosh Chodesh. This carbon musaf, it's Rosh Chodesh. And it's also mentioned as one of the 9 days. So, Freik de Gemara, why are we only mentioning Echad b'Teves? Why are we not mentioning Echad b'Nisan? Amar Rava, Rava said, Zoysoy Meres, Halela de Bresh Yarcha, Lavdoy Raisa. You see from here, there's a difference between Halal on Rosh Chodesh and between Halal all the other days. That's why. So there's an afgamina between Rosh Chodesh Tevis's halal and Rosh Chodesh Nisan's halal. Rosh Chodesh Nisan's halal is because it's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Tevis's halal is because it's Rosh Chodesh, yeah, but also because it's Chanukah. And there's an afgamina fundamentally between the obligation to recite halal on Chanukah versus the obligation to recite halal on Rosh Chodesh. What's the makar to this? The Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yoy Tzadik. Because Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Reb Shimon ben Yoy Tzadik. So throughout Shas, we have Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Sometimes it's Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yoy Tzadik. Reb Shimon bar Yochai is Rashbi in short, and Reb Shimon ben Yoy Tzadik is also Rashbi in short. And in some Reid Bites, we've talked about how there were times that the Achreinim said there were issues with the Gersais, where Reb Shimon ben Yoy Tzadik was confused for Reb Shimon ben Yoy Tzadik, and vice versa. But this is Reb Yochanan saying over not in the name of Reb Shimon ben Yoy Tzadik, as he does throughout Shas, but in the name of Reb Shimon ben Yoy Tzadik, as he sometimes does in Shas. And that is Shmoina Asa Yoy Mishana. There are 18 days in the year that Yochid Goyman ben Asahal, that the Yochid completes the Halo. What does it mean to complete the Halo? You say loy lanu, and you say ohafti as well. You don't just say halal, but you complete the halal. Elohim, these are the days. Shmoinah simeachag, 8 days of Sukkot, v'shmoynis mechanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, the yontiv harishon shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, we're not goymer halal the rest of Pesach. And the reason we're not goymer halal the rest of Pesach is because masi yodai toivim b'yom v'atem oimrim shira, because that's when Kriyas Yamsuf happened. And as a result, as much as it was a very good day for us, but it was a bad day for mankind. And as a result, it's not appropriate in foylo v'chal tismach. It's not appropriate for us to go ahead and start reciting halal. The yontiv shel atzeres and on Shavuot. Say the whole halal ubegoylo and chutz laretz esrim vechad yoyim. It's not 18 days; it's 21 days. Which days do we add? Ve'elohin tishis meyachag. It's not 8 days of Sukkot; it's 9 days of Sukkot. V'shmonis meyachanako. V'shnei yomim marushanim shal Pesach. The first day is Pesach. Chutz laretz is not 1 day; it's 2 days. Ubeiz yom atayim shalat zeres and shvuas is not 1 day, but rather it's 2 days. Bottom line is, says the Gemara, you see from here that there are only 18 days or 21 days that you're supposed to be Goymer Asahal. Notice, Rosh Chodesh is not any one of those days. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Rav Ikla Lebavel. Rav was once in Bavel. Chazinu de Kakari Halele B'Rish Yarcha. He saw that the Olam was saying Halel on Rosh Chodesh. So Rav said, what's going on over here? And by the way, this is Rav, who's B'schus Tfilas Rav. Rav is the grace of Al Tfilo, the 10th mili de Chasidos of Rav. He used to always daven for the Yom Kabbalah Hashem. Rav is the one that Yerushalmi says that he's the author of so many tefillas. Rav is the one that said, Ivri Alma Ela LeDavid. And Rashi says in Perek Chelik, what does it mean, like Ivri Alma Ela LeDavid? David, who would sing Shirois Vesishbachis LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav is the one that says, Vayasla and Batim. Bate kuhuna v'levia, because the ikkar is all the tefillah. So Rav is all about tefillah, and Rav knows tefillah, and Rav sees that, walks into Beis Medrash, and they're saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. He says Rabbeinu Shalaylam. He wanted to stop them. Who says halal on Rosh Chodesh? So Tamar Kimi Lachaz to come a dalgi delugi. But then he saw they were skipping, and this is not the doylig that Rav was talking about in the beginning of the daf, where they were chazering over the pasuk. No. This is, they were literally skipping the ibigahipt, right? They jumped over loylano, the klein oisis. You don't say it because it's Rosh Chodesh. And they didn't say a hafta either. He said, Shema mina, clearly minig avisein biyadem. They don't think that there's a chiyav halo. They must have some sort of minig. And because this is all based on minig, oh, it's a minig. Minig avisein biyadeno, continue doing what you're doing. Tana, yachid la yaschol vim hiskol gamer. Yachid has no obligation to say halal on Rosh Chodesh. In fact, lo yaschol sounds like maybe he shouldn't. But if in mischol, if he started, meaning if it's his minig, then goymer, then you can go ahead and say it. But what's the bottom line? You see from this Gemara, again, a very important Gemara in the world of Raid, and that is there's a fundamental difference between the halal on Rosh Chodesh versus the halal on Yontif. Halal on Yontif is a chiyuv, and that's why we're goymer as a halal on Yontif. Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig, and that's why we skip loylano and a hafti. So again, whenever you say halal, you say the whole halal. But then mysteriously, every siddur says, says that on certain times you skip Leilanu on a hafti. When do you skip it? Rosh Chodesh. Additionally, Chol HaMoed Pesach and the last days of Pesach. Why are you skipping it? So Chol HaMoed Pesach on the last days of Pesach, it's like we said, because that's when Kriyas Yamsuf happened Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But once you don't say it on the last day of Pesach, you don't say it on Chol HaMoed Pesach either. And that's why we knock out the whole rest of Pesach. The first day of Pesach, Chutz Lar, it's 2 days, but after that we don't say it. But why Rosh Chodesh? What's the ben foyle vech al tismach on Rosh Chodesh? What's the masiyah that tevim yatamayim mshir on Rosh Chodesh? It's a whole different reason. It's a completely different reason. This Gemara is the rest of the story. The reason is, it's because really there is no chiyuv to recite halal. All it is minig aviseinu biyadeinu. I mean that all it is a minig. So therefore, to show that it's a minig, we do something. We're proactive. And the proactive move, what we take, is we skip those two parts of halal to show that, therefore, all it is a minig b'alma. So here's the question. If all halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minig, when we start halal, we make a bracha. Make a bracha on a minig? Is that okay? If you have a minig in your family to do something, you make a bracha? You make a bracha on a minig? So Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil, Omer Shmami No Minig Aviseinu B'Yodeim, discusses this shaila right here, and we have a related raid by a major lumdis from Maron HaGriz, the Brisker Rav in Sefer, Ayin Sham. Zok de Gemara, Vaita. One last Gemara, and today's daf really ends with a segue into the end of the Masechta, and that is, we're almost, Be'ezus Hashem, finished with Masechtas Tainis, and it's first now, literally, the last two or so dafin, where the Gemara is going to talk about what we usually think of when we think of a Tainis Sibur, and that is the laws of Shavuos Betamuz and Tisha B'Av, and what happened, and all the terrible things. These Gemaras are mentioned in Masechtas Tainis. We haven't seen them yet. We saw the Mishnah a little bit, but this is where we're going to get into it. So the Mishnah said, Hey Dvarim Irus Avisein B'Shavuos Betamuz. There were five bad things that happened to the Yidden on Shavuos Betamuz. The Mishnah mentioned what they are, and now the Gemara is going to get into it. Zok to Gemara. The first thing was Nishtabru Halal. Luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shemayim with the Luchos. The Luchos are Rishonos. They were written be'etzpel leikim, and he broke it le'eneyem, literally le'enei kol Yisrael. He broke the Luchos. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? Minolam. What's the makar? Chteisa. Sock the Gemara, the Tanya. We could do a little bit of math. It's a price. Shisha l'chedesh nidu aseres adibis li'Yisrael. Maimed Har Sinai was on the sixth day of Sivan. Rabbi Yosim, Rabbi Yosi says, b'shiva boy, it was really on the seventh day of Sivan. Rabbi Yosi holds that Moshe was Moisef Yom Echad Midaita, and therefore Maimon Har Sinai wasn't on the sixth day, but rather was on the seventh day. So the Gemara Mandam b'shisha nitnu, the one that holds that the Torah was given on the sixth day of Nisan, b'shisha nitnu b'shiva ol. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim the day after Maimon Har Sinai. So Maimon Har Sinai, and then the next day Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim. Mandam b'shiva, the one that holds that it happened on the seventh day, b'shiva nitnu. U'b'shiva ol Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu went up the same day as Maimon Har Sinai. But here's the point. Everybody agrees that when did Moshe Rabbeinu go up to Shemayim to receive the Luchos? It was on Zion Sivan. Machloikis, when Matan Torah was. If Matan Torah was on Vav, that means Moshe Rabbeinu went the day after. If Matan Torah was on Zion, that means Moshe Rabbeinu went by Bayon. But regardless, everybody holds that when did Moshe Rabbeinu go up to Shemayim? He went up to Shemayim on the seventh day. How do we know that? It's a pasuk. Vayishkun kveid Hashem al Har Sinai, vayichaseyu ha'onan sheishes yomim, vayikra el Moshe, bayoyim hashvi, mitoicha onan. So you see clearly that when the Moshe Rabbeinu go up to Shemayim, Bayoyim Hashvi, the way the Gemara understands the pasuk means the seventh day of Siv. Because there's another pasuk that says, vayavam Moshe mitoicha onan, vayal el ahar, Moshe Rabbeinu goes into the cloud, he ascends the mountain, vayim Moshe bahar, and he was on the mountain, arbaam yoyim, varbaam laila, 40 days, and 40 nights. So the Gemara says, let's do some math. It starts on Zion Sivan, and now we have to count 40 days. Esrim v'arba de Sivan, you have 24 days of Sivan. V'shitzar de Tammuz, and you have 16 days of Tammuz. Molaluhu arbon, so when do the 40 days end? B'shifzar v'tammuz, on the 17th day of Tammuz. On that day, molaluhu arbon, you finish the 40 days on the 16th day of Tammuz. He was there for 40 days, so b'shifzar v'tammuz, on the next day, the 17th day, Nachas, he came down with the Luchos, also. V'tavrinu luchos, and he broke the luchos. Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Vayihi kasher karvel amachne, vayares ha'egel u'mechilos," and he saw the eagle and all the dancing. Vayichar af Moshe, Moshe was very angry. Vayashlich miyada v'saluchos, he threw the luchos to the ground. Vayishaber oisam, and he broke them tachas ahar, underneath the mountain. So the Gemara says, if you do a little bit of math, and what's the math? That Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim on the seventh day. And he was there for 40 days. That means he came down Shavasa B'Tamos. When he came down, he saw the eagle, he broke the luchos. So it's clear that the Shviras HaLuchos happened on Shavasa B'Tamos. Batal HaTamid Gemara. Second thing the Mishnah said happened on Shavasa B'Tamos is the Karban Tamid was batal. Now it's not clear when in history this happened, but at some point in history, the Karban Tamid, which was brought every single day, we mentioned yesterday, even today the Ramami Panu says the Karban Tamid, Tishmeru, Lahakrav Libim Mayadei, but on a Panemius level, even today there's a Karban Tamid that's being brought. So, but that's a Gemara, that's something that we know by Masoira. Another thing was Hufka ha'ir, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. Faith to Gemara, is that true? Yud Zayin Hava? Did that happen on Shavuos B'Tamuz V'Ksiv? The Pasuk says, and this is already a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, B'chodesh Aravi, B'tisha L'chodesh, Chodesh Aravi is Tamuz, on the ninth day, V'yechza Karo Ba'ir, the hunger got so bad, V'loyhoyo Lechem La'am Ha'aretz, and they had nothing to eat. And then the Pasuk says, U'Ksiv Basrei, V'tibaka ha'ir, they broke through the city, V'chalanshi Amalchama Yivrachu, everybody started running, V'yetsu Me'o'ir, Laila Derech Shar Be'sachamay. Everybody's running out through the gates. You can picture the scene. Asher Algana Melech, the Kazan, Aloir, Soviv, Ayel, Choder, Charaba. They're being hunted, Adi Yidin. Everybody starts running. But the Pasuk says, when did this happen? It happened, B'chodesh Aravi, B'tishol HaChodesh. It happened on Tes Tammuz. So was it Yud Zayin Tammuz or was it Tes Tammuz? We have a Kasha. Omar Rava, Rava said, like Kasha, Kambari Shoina, Kambishnia. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu is describing Churban Bayis Rishon. V'tibaka ha'ir of Churban Bayis Rishon, that happened on Tes Tammuz. Our Mishnah is describing Churban Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Sheni, that happened on Shavasa B'Tammuz. Tanya Barishoyinu Hufka ir B'tisha B'Tammuz. B'Shniya B'Shavasa B'Tammuz. It's a Mefurisha Braisa. So you see, this Braisa, it's like a Tanya Nami Hachi. That is the answer to this question. So we spoke about, not so long ago, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yutes, that Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi that Yerushalmi says a different teretz to this kasha. The Yerushalmi says that really it happened on Shavasa B'Tamos. Bayis Sheni was Shavasa B'Tamos and Bayis Rishon was also Shavasa B'Tamos. So why does the pasuk say Tes Tammuz? So it says the Yerushalmi because the Yidden made a mistake. The Tzoros was so bad they thought it happened on Tes Tammuz, but they lost Cheshbon. It was really only Shavasa B'Tamos. So by Bayis Rishon they made a mistake. By Bayis Sheni they didn't make a mistake. And what was the difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni? So we spoke out an epic Chassam Sofer in the It's from the Sefer HaZikaron. It's also in the Drashas Chassam Sefer. It's a related raid by Ayin Sham. And Asaraf Apustamus Es HaTorah. Says the Gemara. Another thing that happened on Shavuos Batamos is Apustamus. He burnt the Sefer Torah. But not just a Sefer Torah. This was the Sefer Torah of Ezra that was kept in the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know that? Gemara, that's something we also know in tradition. And finally, Hemet Tzelem BeHeichel. There was a Tzelem that was erected in the Heichel. And Rashi said in the Mishnah that who's the one that did it? It was Menashe. This is the infamous Tzelem that Menashe erected in the Heichel. And when did this happen? It happened on Shavuos Batamos. But no, how do you know that? Tichsev, we have a pasuk. It says, Umeis Husar HaTomid, Veloseis Shikutz, Shoimeim Yomim Elef Masayim Vetishim. So it seems there's some shikutz shoimeim that was placed inside the Heichel. That's what this is referring to. So the Gemara says, V'chad hava. The Lashon and the Mishnah sounds like Hemet Tzelem BeHeichel. Tzelem is a Lashon Yachid. There was only one Tzelem. Foxiv, we have another pasuk. The pasuk says, Al knaf shikutzim mishoimim v'ad kolo v'nechrotza titach al shoimim. The pasuk in Daniel. But it says, v'al knaf shikutzim. So is it sheketz or shikutz? Or is it shikutzim? Or is it one or is it the other? So why are we saying hemet tzelem? It sounds like there was another tzelem. Oh my, Rava said trehava. Really, there were two. What happened was, v'nafal chad al chavre, v'tavri le'liyade. One of them fell on the other. So these two statues are in the heichel, rachmana litzlan. One falls, hits the other one, knocks it to the ground, and this tzelem had a hand. It broke its hand. And they went to the Tzelem, v'shtakach tavik sivbe, and they went and they saw that it said, Ant tzavis l'chruvi beisa yodach ashlimasle. You wanted to go ahead and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The joke's on you. You see, your hand was just chopped off. This was a little bit of nakamta es nikmasam, a little bit of nakama. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, really there were two tzlamim. And that's why the pasuk says shikutzim. Why does the Mishnah mention only one tzlamim? Because one of the tzlamim lost its hand. And once it somehow became disfigured, at that point, it's not mentioned anymore in the Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah mentions one tzlamim, not two. This end of the daf, like we mentioned, talks about the five things that happened in Shavuos Batamos. It's going to segue into tomorrow's daf, which is going to talk about the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av, some more classic Gemaras between where we are right now and the very short end of the Masechta.